Is television good or bad for you? Economist Ileana Laferrara has approached the TV debate from a different perspective with astonishing results. The power of edutainment has become a big part of her research.
What I do with my work is about the use of television as a way of conveying messages that could be educational. So hence the word edutainment. We try to exploit the immediate reach that these means of communication has, especially towards populations with low literacy levels, engaging individuals on an emotional level might make the messages easier to absorb.
In the early days of her work, Laferrara analyzed soap operas from Brazil in the 1960s. Though those TV programs hadn't been designed to be educational, the portrayal of female characters had a profound impact on family planning and fertility rates.
The family size of characters in those novellas was very small, and women were either childless or had maybe one child. I showed quite dramatic impact on fertility rates, meaning that in cities that started receiving this type of programs, fertility rates would start dropping the year immediately after the entry of these TV networks. So this suggests that there was a connection in the sense that people saw relatively well-off and happy families on the screen and somehow decided that by decreasing their own family size, they might improve their living conditions. So that was the initial approach I had, to take programs as they existed and study the effect. More recently, I've worked with those who produce programs to embed messages in these TV series. There's a fine balance between overloading the program with educational content and providing something that's non-educational at all. One study that I've done in Nigeria recently tries to assess the potential of these entertainment media for HIV prevention. We screened versions of this series across communities and then compared opinions and behaviors of people exposed to the educational TV series with those not exposed. And we actually found that not only their knowledge of prevention and treatment for HIV had improved, but we saw a reduction in concurrent partnerships, we saw an increase in testing rates, quite dramatic, and a decrease in STDs for women. This suggests that even on deep-seated preferences, like those related to sexual behavior, these type of programs can potentially work.
In developing countries, the edutainment approach has been enthusiastically adopted as an opportunity to tackle issues that might be harmful to society. Laferrara believes that while this is currently predominantly initiated and funded by NGOs, it may extend to commercial TV productions and other forms of advertising.
It's not very easy to assess long-term effects, but I think it's an important question whether you need to keep producing these type of programs and at what frequency people should be exposed. All of these design type of questions are not yet answered with the evidence we got so far.